Introducing the all-new Hyundai Staria Load. It's got loads of everything your business needs to grow. Back to work with Blunstons and Toby Price. Win a VIP Fink Desert Race Adventure. Summer Drive on SEN.
Summer Drive on SEN. Thanks to Hyundai. The all-new Hyundai Staria Load fits in everything. And Blunstone, back to work with Blunstone and Toby Price. Here's something. The text number 0457 736 736. A promise to you. The first text that is sent in, I will read out verbatim, word for word, whatever it says. And if it ends my career, then so be it. It's a promise from me to you. I'm Max Rushton, by the way. 0457 736 736, word for word. Brooksy, is that acceptable? Is that allowed?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, let's welcome Ian Higgins, who's going to present the show, ostensibly, because, you know, there's a lot of Australian sport around. It's just too much for me. Here you go. Hello.
Max, get out of the way. This is my show today.
Yes, that's
it's
the energy.
Friday. Yeah. I'm feeling something.
Yeah.
I've lost all track of the days. I know it's mid-January, but it's Friday, and I know that much.
That's good. And actually, especially if you want to get into sort of commercial music radio, one of law of that is just constantly to announce how close we are to the week. It doesn't matter where it is, if it's Wednesday or Thursday, you just go, it's Friday, we're just 3 p.m. It's 9 hours till the weekend, but, you know, here we go. Like, you know, maybe the weekend starts at 5. Does for me, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Maybe you want to work at, I don't know, triple, you know, add a consonant. I don't know what they're all called, all the radio stations.
Not to be confused with the R&B artist The Weeknd.
He's
Canadian. That's a different thing.
Now, Ian Higgins, you are, many listeners will know you, but many may not.
I'm shocked by the second one.
But you do a similar thing to Sam Perry, who was on yesterday's program.
Quite similar.
Yeah.
Quite similar.
The same thing.
We do a thing called The Great Cricketer.
Yeah.
Other people call it The Great Cricketer.
Yeah.
Both can be true at the same time.
I think it's a really good podcast.
Thanks, mate. It's an internet phenomenon that started on the internet 10 years ago, and we've turned it into other things like a podcast and some books and a television program, I suppose.
Yeah.
When I say I suppose, it is a television
program. That's what
program.
Those things have happened.
Yeah, that's what the producers keep telling us. We talk about the cricket. We follow the cricket a lot, but it's a non-stop cycle of sport. There's a lot happening at the moment because it's our summer. Yeah. As I said, it's the weekend, so here I am.
Yeah, great. And you're from Sydney's northern beaches.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're really bringing the northern beach vibe to the program.
I don't know what that means, but I like the way you've said it.
Neither do I. I don't know what it means.
Oh, you're a beaches guy, are you? Yeah. Oh, okay, I understand.
Feels good, doesn't it? What else? And you played grade cricket for Sydney, Sydney somethings?
Yeah, I played for Gordon in Sydney, which is in the North Shore.
Yeah.
Our home ground was off the Pacific Highway, which I know you know fondly.
Well, you want to bowl down the slope.
You want to bowl down the slope on the Pacific Highway, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's
right. Don't you?
Okay. That's what people say.
All right, okay. That's good to know. So you've got some real sort of some Sydney credibility that you bring to this radio program, because I'm not originally from there.
I have heard that.
Yeah,
I heard that. I thought the dialect might have been from Adelaide, but it's not. It's more north than that.
It's round and about. Yeah, it's sort of Australia-ish.
Yeah.
That's Brooksy. He's in charge. Giving a free rein on a Friday. How are you, Brooksy? Are you well?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Free rein Friday. I like it.
Free rein Friday. Okay, good. What are your hopes and dreams from this radio show?
I just would like to get through the 3 hours unscathed.
Yeah. Okay.
We do have the quarter to six debrief.
Yeah.
And I already have something for it, but I'll save it for the end of the
already?
Show. Yeah, I think we're going to have to save a bit of room for this one.
Oh, wow. Okay, Gibbo. Oh, mate.
G'day, Max. G'day, Ian. Sorry.
How are you?
Oh, I'm a bit tired, to be honest, Maxie.
Why is that?
I didn't get much sleep last night. I was set a pretty hard task, to be honest.
Yesterday, just to give details to Higgo and many listeners who maybe heard on the grapevine about yesterday's extraordinary program, but didn't tune in and have flocked to SEN.
To the Friday show.
11:70 in the Harbour City, 16:20 on the Gold Coast, perhaps listening on the SEN app or tuning in belatedly on the podcast. What happened yesterday, Gibbo?
So there's been a bit of chat around our jingles that we use on this show, Higgo.
Yeah. Woeful.
Oh, look, I wouldn't say woeful. I would say that there's got a lot of work to do, but it's not too bad. And so Max yesterday set me a task. I had a budget of $50 to come up with a jingle today. And you could probably hear it in my voice. You go, I'm a bit tired. Like I said, I was up all night. But
you sound jaded.
Oh, that's every day, sorry. But yeah, I have come up with a couple of jingles.
Yeah, okay.
And I think later on in the show, you might be able to hear one of those. But yeah, I... do want to mention.
So hang on, you've come up with two, but we're only allowed, we might hear one.
Is it embargoed?
What are you saving the jingle for?
Well, I've just had to get it signed off by HR because there was a budget of $50 and I've actually gone way past that. Come back with the figures.
Did you get some celebrities involved in the jingles?
I don't want to say too much.
Singing on the jingles?
I've heard about radio, what you do is you build anticipation and then you do it later on in the show. So that's what I'm going to try and do here.
Absolutely. Yeah, nicely teased.
But we may or may not have a celebrity.
I have an apology to make.
I accept it already.
Thank you so much. Let's carry on with the program. Here's what's coming up on the show today. Trent Copeland, Channel 7 cricket commentator, analyst. Man, isn't he? Do you know Trent? I really like him. I think he is really good. I'm not just saying because he's coming on. It's unlikely that he's listening currently, but I think I do like him.
One of the nicest guys in cricket, of which there are about four.
Who are the four?
Bradman.
Yeah, of course. He's always there.
Alive.
Yeah.
Okay, because Benno is going to be next for me. Ooh. Who are the nice guys in cricket? Well, Nathan Lyon was on the show yesterday. He is a nice guy.
Chris Wokes.
Chris Wokes, very nice guy.
Lovely man.
No one's ever got a bad word to say about Chris Wokes. No. They actually could say that about all the England players. Ollie Pope, lovely guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not met.
Josh Butler, I reckon. Yeah. He's got very nice eyes.
No, he's softly spoken.
So he's a nice guy. Pat Cummins.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He seems lovely.
Yeah.
Marnus Labuschagne sent a really humble tweet saying, you know, it was really thanks to the England players for coming over. It's not easy in bubble life. And I was like, it's hard enough losing, but losing to, the Australians to win with humility, that was really hard to take.
Well, it's an easy tweet to send out, that one. Thank you. He's basically said, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
That's basically what he said.
Yeah.
So it's sort of the inflection of that is depending on how you receive that message.
Trent Copeland's on the show. Adam Peacock's at the tennis. He's going to talk to us as well. The SAS, SES man from SAS. Do you want to quit? Yes, Darv, I do want to quit. You know, they put a bag on your head and make you pick up a log and run 4,000 miles and then make you do it again. And people want to go on the program to prove themselves. He comes on. He's written a book as well, Ollie Ollerton. I've got a feeling it's going to be a fantastic interview, that, because I've already done it. Mark Bosnich. What's that, Brooksy?
We'll wait for 5:45 for that.
All right, okay, fine.
Hey, there's some good blokes on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Peacock. I like Bosnich.
Yeah, great. Boz is on as well.
Yeah.
He's really good. Rooster Man says, Weston with Gibbo on jingle, says Rooster Man. You've got a fan there, Gibbo. Oh,
says
Max
Weston.
Is a lovely guy, says JS. This Texas.
Wasted, mate.
Weston.
We stand with Gibbo. Well, listen, it's hard with no spaces. You know, I'm just like Ron Burgundy here. There was one time I was doing a TV show. And my co-presenter had changed my auto cue about David Ginola, who is a devilishly handsome man.
Very.
He's a French footballer. Wonderful.
Devilishly handsome.
But in the link, I just said David Ginola is a wonderful footballer. Here is a feature we went to interview him. But I just said, you know, there is a devilishly handsome man. I love him. You know, if there was one guy, it would be here. And I just sort of read it all out. And then I was like, I definitely didn't write that in the meeting. I didn't write that yesterday. So look, did you change that? So look, West and with Gibbo. We stand with Gibbo. Put it in the debrief, Gibbo. Look, it's Friday, for goodness sake.
Why can't both be true?
Exactly. This one says anti-vaxxers are... I can't read the rest of that. I mean, actually, the rules of Australian broadcasting are slightly different, but I'm not going to read that word.
Bankers.
But the text number, we read anything you send us, 0457 736 736. And the apology, Mark Bosnich, on is I only learnt today because I was given a lanyard. It's more worrying to the listeners that I may have a more permanent fixture here at SA. I wasn't planning on it.
I like the way you've said that so eruditely, lanyard.
Oh, yeah, lanyard.
I just go for a lanyard.
Okay, well, you know, it takes each to their own, I guess. But I was given a lanyard. And,
yeah. Wait, the story gets better.
Yeah. And so I actually learned what SEN stood for. It was Sports and Entertainment Network. I was not aware of that. And for the time that I've been on, it's arguable that I haven't delivered enough sport or entertainment, but I didn't know that was the brief.
But you've been calling him Sen for a while. That's the worst bit about it.
Exactly right. I was completely unaware that the brief for this program was sport and entertainment.
Now I know.
Yeah. So if we don't deliver those today, then we've made some mistakes.
Hasn't sport crossed over though to basically being entertainment? It's the same thing.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not an oxymoron necessarily, but it's
so there's sport no entertainment. Do we need to take and out of the SEN?
It's just SN.
So should we go to... No, because the E is for entertainment, I believe.
Oh, I see.
I think so. Brooksy, you had your hand up. How polite.
I was going to say, Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah, what's happening?
Entertainment
to me?
And sport.
Oh, that's entertainment right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
More so entertainment than sport. But yeah, I totally understand it. Like, this is the way we are going.
I've got a text topic for today.
Go on then.
Okay. So I'd like people to text. And if you put spaces in your texts, then I can read them out properly without a complete imbecile. The question is that yesterday, and it's Sam Perry's fault, and it's the reason why he was sacked yesterday.
I know him.
That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. We were interviewing Gurinder Sandhu, right? After the Big Bash game he was playing
He's
in.
He's a nice guy.
Yesterday. He was a nice guy, yeah. But before the interview, and I confess, I had a busy morning. I hadn't seen the Big Bash game that he played in.
Yep.
But Sam said he bowled a super over. The game went to a super over, and he bowled a super over, and he won the game.
Oh, that was wrong.
Right. So I say, welcome to the program, Gurinder Sandhu. Nice to have you on. Do we have this? Do we have the clip? Gibbo, we have the clip.
Yeah, we sure do, mate.
Yeah, let's do a bit of Big Bash. Talk to Gurinder Sandhu from the Sydney Thunder. Gurinder, thanks for your time this afternoon.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Ah, total pleasure. Talk us through the super over then. So, yeah, it wasn't a super over. So Gurinder Sandhu must think I'm a complete idiot. And, like, I don't know if I'm ever going to see him again.
But
I don't know if I'm ever going to talk to him again. Like, my whole life, Gurinder Sandhu is going to think I'm an idiot.
Well, he doesn't know who you are.
Now, that's fine like that. So even worse, he's just going to go, there's a man I don't know who clearly didn't watch that cricket match. And I wish I'd just been honest and just said, I didn't see the game. Tell us what happened.
But I think the Big Bash relies on, it's like seeing clips of Sheffield Shield. We only want to see the naughty moments. We need controversy in the Big Bash. And so, like, I think it helps create narrative, which is why I think the Big Bash is lacking a little bit this year.
Right.
Steve Smith isn't even allowed to play for the Sixers in the finals, Max. I mean, it's just, I don't know what we want from our cricketers, but I think it's a bit of controversy. You're giving us talking points for the Big Bash, and so this is helping.
Okay, so that's...
Brand exposure.
But some of the question off the back of the fact that now, for the rest of my life, unless our paths cross again...
I'm sure they will.
Right? It's unlikely. I have got a lanyard. Maybe I'll be on again, but maybe I'll never speak to Gurinder Sandhu again.
Possibly.
Maybe he will refuse to speak to me. Is there a sports star or a celebrity who thinks you are an idiot from one unfortunate interaction? And you can call us on the Ryko Filters call line, 1300 011 70. Maybe you bumped into somebody incredibly famous. You didn't know what to say. You tried to say something. Yep. It didn't go well. Yep. And then, you know, he disappeared into the crowd. She went away, and you've never spoken to them or seen them ever since. And you wake up in a cold sweat going, Gurinder Sandhu thinks I think he bowled a super over, and he didn't bowl a super over. Like, I don't know if you have any, if that's ever happened to you.
Well, I wake up some nights and just yell out Gurinder Sandhu sometimes,
of course,
regardless of the dream.
Well, no, I understand that.
I met Margot Robbie just before she went on Neighbours.
Okay.
And her friend that she was with was introducing Margot Robbie to me.
Okay, that's nice.
And she said, this girl's going places, you should talk to her.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, is she?
Yeah.
I mean, she must be kicking herself now because...
Half the great cricketing podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
And she didn't
she
get
would be
away.
Kicking herself. Yeah.
But you didn't make a fool of yourself, or did you?
No.
No, okay.
No, so she just sort of rolled my eyes a bit.
So you rolled your eyes at Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Okay. But listen, that's the... Listen, I mean, I say listen a
and
lot.
And that can happen, you know?
Yeah, it can happen. It's an integral part of this whole experience is listening. Have you ever rolled your eyes at Margot Robbie?
Never.
0457 736 736. Or just, is there a sports star or a celebrity somewhere in the world who thinks you're an idiot? I think there'll be a rich seam of stories.
I think so.
The Ryko Filters call line is 1300 011 70. And listen, if we can, we'll get you together again. And what we'll have is we'll pitch a TV show, you know. We'll get you, Margot Robbie, me, Gurinder Sandhu,
finally,
the listeners, with the people that think they're idiots, and we'll get through that. And I think that'll be, I think that's a perfect place.
I think it's nice.
Yeah, and then in many ways we're achieving something through this program.
You know those programs where people like connect with like long lost family members and they cry and stuff, and that could be you with Gurinder Sandhu.
That's absolutely right. You know, exactly. Yeah,
that could be you.
Like long lost family without the DNA. Gurinder's sitting there. He's got a coffee. He's
a bit of tension underneath.
He's playing with the car. I get out of the taxi. I'm walking up the path.
Yeah.
This is going to be such a beautiful moment.
Bit of soft music underneath.
And I walk in and he sees our eyes meet and we embrace. Exactly. And I say, I didn't know it wasn't a super over. It wasn't my fault. He cries, yeah. I cry. It's a beautiful moment. Yeah. And then we sit down for a bit. We say, we're going to keep in touch. And then at the end of the show, the graphics come up and they say, Max and Grinder exchange numbers, but haven't met, haven't seen each other since. But look, this is my show apology to Gurinder Sandhu. I didn't know it was a super over. I went off the basis that someone else had told me, Sam Perry
hey,
told me.
An expert, no less.
An expert, yeah. But it was my fault, and I should have known, and I put him in a difficult situation. He batted it away. He didn't say, you idiot, it wasn't a super
hey,
over.
It might as well have been, though. It was a close situation.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
he won the game.
Maybe he thought I was just saying, what a super over that was.
You almost know, definitely.
Yeah, I probably
were
got
you born
away
in West End?
It. Yeah, exactly. West End. West End with Gibbo. this is James in Morty Alex says, hi, Max. Tried to text you yesterday about the double hat trick. I sent it to SEN Melbourne by mistake. I hope they read it out. Double hat trick is correct because wickets are taken on the first, second, and third. The first hat trick. Second hat trick is the second, third, and fourth. So double hat trick, enjoying your work. I mean, that's very kind of you, James. I don't agree. Once one hat trick is done, it's finished.
Max, I took a double hat trick once in the under 10s.
Oh, what?
And I can now leave the studio because I just want people to know that.
Oh, well,
it was a double hat trick.
That's really good. Now, do you want to know the segments on today's show?
I would love to
know
the segments.
Okay, Guess Who is back by popular demand. It went really well, thanks to Nilex, who have inadvertently sponsored the greatest radio feature on earth, the debut of Ian's NBA trade update.
Oh, yeah.
Just who is Scottie Pippen playing for? Ian will let us know at some point during the show. The drive quiz, thanks to Imar Insurance, is back. Prizes up for grabs include two Spinalese pillows, one pair of Blunston boots, a copy of Ollie Ollerton's new book, All or Nothing, thanks to the publishers Alan and Unwin. They're the segments. I've already gone through the guests on the show. The call subject is which sports star or celebrity thinks you're an idiot. 1-300-01-1170. It'll be cathartic to tell us your story. Get
yes.
off your chest. And we may be able to set you up a meeting with them. You can tweet at Max Rushton as well if you'd like to do it and not spend any money on it. I don't know how much we charge. Do we charge an obscene amount for texts and phone calls, or are we free? Are we good value, Brooksy? What is this place?
Just depends on the plan that you've got with your telco provider.
Well, okay. What telco provider do you have? Text us. I mean, it's a bit of an
administrational
text message subject, that, isn't it? You know, have you got enough data? You know, do you get annoyed when you're walking down the street and you're just trying to send a message and then the Wi-Fi pops up from every bloody place on the street and you don't want it, and then you turn your Wi-Fi off, and then your Wi-Fi's been off for 4 weeks and then you've run out of data? That's a life problem. Yes?
I like the text topic because then we know how much it's actually costing each individual texter to write into the show, and we could do a bit of a analysis to see how
this
much it's costing listeners to.
I think you should do the audit on air.
Yeah.
No. We can do it in the last segment and work out how much it costs the listeners to text in to our show today.
So much on the program, haven't we? I feel like we sort of come to the end of that particular section. I don't know. Gibbo, are you happy to crack on?
I actually have a celebrity/sports person that thinks I'm an idiot.
Oh, brilliant.
So it comes on Anzac Day here this year. I was down at the local pub, and Manly Warringah Seagulls, NRL team, they're our local team, and they had a big win. I think they smashed the Tigers 50-6 or something like that, and all the boys ended up being at the pub. So I'm going through. I've had a few drinks. I'm saying, hey, Turbo, high five. Dally Cherry Evans, high five. Jason Saab, high five. And I get to the last player, and I think it was Lachie Croker, but it was actually Cade Cast. And I'm like, yeah, Lachie. High five. And then he turns and looks at me and he says, mate, I'm Custy. And I just felt like the biggest idiot, because I like to pride myself on, I know my local team. And just the look on his face when he said, oh, mate, I'm Custy.
Have you haven't seen him again?
No, I haven't. I just see him on TV and I just see
him. He's on the line now.
Oh, really? G'day, Cade.
G'day, you idiot. And he's gone.
Manly actually released him
at
the end of the year. He's gone to the UK Super League. So
has he?
Hard to know if that
watershed
was a
moment.
Hard to know if that was a factor. But he did say, I'm Custy, like he was being colloquial with him.
That's
like
true.
He was being referential.
It's a great example. So there you go. The Ryko Filters call line, 1-300-01-1170. Get it off your chest. Who thinks you're an idiot?
Get it off your chest.
Text number 0457 736 736. We're going to do something really good in a minute.